If you love comics, you're in the right place. It's April 2nd, 2024. Today, a new trailer for Interview with the Vampire, an update about the Spiderwick Chronicles, an update about Star Trek Discovery, and we prep for new comics this week. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. AMC released their first official trailer for their upcoming second season of their series, Interview with the Vampire. Here's the official description of Season 2. The interview continues in Season 2. In the year 2022, the vampire Louise de Pointe du Lac recounts his life to journalist Daniel Malloy, picking up from the bloody events in New York in 1940, when Louise and teen-fledgling Claudia conspired to kill the vampire Lestat de Lioncourt. Louise tells of his adventures in Europe, a quest to discover old-world vampires, and the Theatre des Vampires in Paris with Claudia. It is in Paris that Louise first meets the vampire Armand. Their courtship and love affair will prove to have devastating consequences both in the past and in the future, and Malloy will probe to get the truths buried within the memories. Here's a clip from the trailer.
Who are you, Louis?
I'm the reticent vampire of the ninth arrondissement. I walk the night, capturing disappointment and regret. Wait, stop the tape. We should get every detail right.
I'm listening.
Come. And bring the petite beauty.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Théâtre des Vampires.
Perhaps this would be a time to take a break, Louis.
Interview with the Vampire will premiere on AMC and AMC Plus on May 12th, 2024. In an interview with CBR, the stars of the Spiderwick Chronicles were asked about the tone of the new series. This is an interview with Michaela Faith Lee, Noah Cottrell, and Lyon Daniels. Here's a clip from CBR's interview.
Definitely, it takes the inspiration from the books, from the original movie, but it definitely ages it up. It brings the stakes up. It makes everything 10 times more scary. It honors the original books.
It is a little darker, a little twistier.
Yeah.
And like you said, pays great homage to the books, but I'm just like so grateful that it's going to be out there in the world and that Roku got us, because it's such a great show and it's going to be amazing for everyone to see.
It's definitely a lot darker, a lot of edgier, and I think it's fit for this generation. I feel like this generation, as a Gen Z myself, we enjoy a little darkness, we enjoy a little, horror, and I think we toned it up a bit, we added new characters, we added new things to the story, still respecting the original books by beautiful Tony and Holly, it's definitely aged up a bit.
And we also tackle some like really modern issues that I feel like are going to resonate with audiences all the much more.
The Spiderwick Chronicles will premiere on the Roku channel on April 19th, 2024. In an interview with TrekMovie.com, Star Trek Discovery co-showrunner Michelle Paradise shared an update about the fifth and final season of Star Trek Discovery. TrekMovie.com asked, "What can you say about Rayner's backstory? He's not a Romulan or a Vulcan." And Paradise responded by saying, "He's a Kelleran. We were looking for a species that not a lot had been done with them. We definitely wanted another non-human on the ship and taking care of things. And Kelleran is one that had not been explored a whole lot, so we were able to also build some backstory for him and for his planet that we'll come to learn more about later." The first two episodes of Star Trek Discovery Season 5 will premiere on Paramount Plus on April 4th. Today's Tuesday, which means that tomorrow we get lots of new comics. DC Comics is releasing Batman number 146. The Dark Prison storyline continues as Zur's plans for Gotham City are revealed. Image Comics is releasing The Walking Dead Deluxe number 86. What remains of the Alexandria community cleans up the remnants of the Walker herd and reestablishes their home. That said, jumping into the middle of comics can be daunting, but don't worry, there are not just lots of comics you could start tomorrow, but really, really good ones too. IDW Publishing is releasing Dungeons & Dragons, Ravenloft, Caravan of Curses, number 1. Here's how they describe it. "Welcome to Ravenloft and the Domains of Dread, where horrors lurk around every corner and each day is a new nightmare waiting to unfurl. Join the crone and her gang of misfits as they travel through these dark realms, helping people break curses that have been placed on them. for a price. An oversized one-shot containing four terrifically terrifying short stories from writers Casey Gilley and Amy Chase, and an adventuring party of amazing artists. Image Comics is releasing Geiger No. 1, the beginning of a story from Jeff Johns and Gary Frank as they return to the nuclear wasteland once again. All of these comics and so many more will hit the shelves at your local comic book shop tomorrow. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. WB Discovery and Max announced that Season 2 of Velma will premiere on Max on April 25th. Come back tomorrow for a new episode of The Bad Batch. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 2nd, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.